Hello there, this is Dave Allen with The Gold, and I'm going to talk to you about podcasting for authors. There are a couple of reasons why you might want to make a podcast if you're an author or a writer. A good reason is that some readers prefer to consume books in an audible form. I like to do this myself as I find it very handy to be able to listen to a story while I'm walking my dog. You can turn your book into a serialised story podcast and gain a whole load of new readers by having your book in a different format. Your podcast could also be a way for you to connect with your readers in a personal way. You could talk about your writing and your story and use it as another way to make it come alive in the minds of your readers. Your fans will actually hear your voice and perhaps feel more like they know you. They'll be more prepared to tell their friends about your latest books when you publish. You could even ask your listeners in the podcast if they would like to suggest what should happen to a character in the next book. If you are writing non-fiction books, then you might talk about subjects connected to your book and give extra value to your readers in this way. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty of making a podcast. Getting started with podcasting. Use an external microphone. Get a decent microphone and use it. If you try to use the internal microphone on your computer, you will have terrible audio and you will alienate your audience from the very start. There are inexpensive microphones that you can get that will make a huge difference. You don't have to spend a lot of money.
This is what the recording sounds like using the internal microphone.
Then to get the best out of your microphone, you should learn how to use a good microphone technique. Mainly this comes from positioning of the sound source, your mouth, near to the microphone but not speaking directly into it. Being close will give you a richer sound, even with the cheaper microphones.
I am recording this with the microphone away from me now, so you'll be able to hear the difference.
You don't want to speak directly at it or you'll get the plosives from the B and P sounds. You should have the microphone just below your mouth or just to the side so that the blast of air coming out of your mouth as you speak goes over the top or to the side of the microphone. Where to record your podcast? If you try to do the recording in your office where there are few soft objects, you may get an echoed sound and that's not a good thing. The good microphone technique will help but not stop some of the echo happening from the sound bouncing around. Sitting on the sofa with the curtains pulled across could be good. Some people record in the car, while it is not moving, to get a decent recording. Another possibility is to record your podcast in the wardrobe. It will be great so long as you have enough room in there. Basically, you are looking for soft things around you to absorb sound, rather than hard surfaces which will bounce it. Hardware and software for podcasting. I use Amadeus Pro for the Mac when I record at home with my Samson USB condenser microphone connected to it. You can use Audacity if you want free software or GarageBand if you have a Mac. When I am out on location, I use a clip-on lavalier microphone connected to an iPhone recording into Twisted Wave. On Android, I recommend Audio Evolution Pro recording software. I get a good sound which I can enhance in Amadeus Pro when I get back to the ranch. It is not completely necessary to enhance, but I can get the sound sounding a little bit richer with some tweaking. The clip-on microphone I use is by Giant Squid and is very good indeed. When I use it on the iPhone, I make sure the AGC, automatic gain control, is turned off and I adjust the gain, the input volume, so that the meter is not peaking. It is better to have it a little bit low rather than losing some of the sound from the tops of the sound waves being clipped. You will soon see how that affects the sound if you have the input gain set too high and it will sound bad. Editing your recording. I sometimes fluff my words and I just say them again into the microphone and I can remove the first try in my editing software. You will be able to see the sound wave, so it's quite easy to select the offending material ready for deleting. It may also be possible to re-record if you are recording in the same place with the same ambience. If you have used too many ums and ers where you are speaking, you can also delete them. It is better to avoid those types of speech as you do your podcast, and with practice it is possible. Publishing your podcast. If you have your own website, you can upload the file and let the readers listen by clicking on an embedded player. WordPress with a plugin makes this very easy. Take care with this approach because if you get too popular, you could be hit with a bandwidth charge from the web hosting company. Check your web hosting to see what you're allowed on your plan. You can use a podcast hosting service like Libsyn to get around this problem. There is a monthly fee, but you will not get any nasty surprises. If your podcasts are short, you could use Audioboom or SoundCloud to publish. I like doing the shorter than 10 minute recordings to put on Audio Boom for free. Then you have the distribution of your podcast to deal with so that people can find them. Look into getting them into iTunes and Stitcher, and your audience will be able to subscribe to your podcast using Podcatcher software. My favourite Podcatcher software on iOS is Overcast. On Android, I use Pocket Cast. Happy podcasting! David Allen was a Gold is a digital media content producer who has produced more than 200 podcasts for Mac 20 Questions and also for No Stylus websites. He can also be found by the name of Spondicious on Audio Boom. So there you go, you now have the basics of recording a podcast for yourself, and why not go and give it a try? If you do have any questions, please contact me, I'd be pleased to help you out. Bye-bye now.